Mr. Wareham acknowledged that the administration was considering a handful of analyses that would reduce the prediction of 1,400 premature deaths as a result of the measure. He called the attention given to that initial forecast unfortunate and said the agency had included the figure in its analysis to show the varied results that can be achieved based on different assumptions. Mr. Wareham said the analyses the agency is conducting illuminate the issue of particulate matter and the question of what level is acceptable for the purposes of policymaking. He said new approaches would allow for public debate to move ahead and that any new methods would be subject to peer review if they became the agency's primary tool for measuring health risks. "This isn't just something I'm cooking up here in my fifth-floor office in Washington," Mr. Wareham said. Roger McClellan, who has served on EPA advisory boards and is as president of the Chemical Industry Institute of Toxicology, an industry-financed research center, said that the data for health risks below the particulate matter standard was weak and that he did not accept the argument that agencies must calculate risk down to the first molecule of exposure. "These kinds of approaches, that every molecule, every ionization carries with it an associated calculable health risk, are just misleading," Mr. McClellan said. To put the matter in perspective, most scientists say particulate matter standards are like speed limits. On many highways, a limit of 65 miles per hour is considered reasonable to protect public safety. But that doesn't mean the risk of an accident disappears at 55 miles per hour or even 25. Jonathan Samet, a pulmonary disease specialist who is dean of the Colorado School of Public Health, said the most recent studies showed negative health effects well below the 12 microgram standard. "It is not a hard stop where we can say below that air is safe. That would not be supported by the scientific evidence," Dr. Samet said. "It would be very nice for public health if things worked that way, but they don't seem to." Daniel Greenbaum, president of the Health Effects Institute, a nonprofit research organization that is funded by the EPA and industry groups, acknowledged there was uncertainty around the effects of fine particulate matter exposure below the standard. He said it was reasonable of the Trump administration to study the issue, but he questioned moving ahead with a new system before those studies are in. "To move away from the way this has been done without the benefit of the full scientific peer review is unfortunate," he said.